Good morning. Today is Friday, December 2nd. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be mostly sunny with a high of 57 and a low of 46. Look for mild but rainy weather on Saturday with cooler temperatures arriving Sunday. In our top story, new video released by the city of Raleigh shows a small portion of events from a mass shooting that shook the city in October. The videos from police officers' body cameras show the standoff between police and the suspect in the Headingham neighborhood shooting. The 12-minute video comes from hundreds of hours of officers' body camera footage. The recordings do not show the 15-year-old suspect in the shootings or his arrest hours later. The shooting resulted in 5 deaths and 2 injured people. The district attorney says she plans to charge the teen suspect as an adult, but the process has been delayed due to his hospitalization. In education news, hoax threats across North Carolina on Thursday led to schools being locked down and police responding to campuses. Threats of shootings were reported in multiple North Carolina counties, including Wake, Durham, and Mecklenburg. Authorities described these swatting calls as being part of a nationwide trend of fake 911 calls. The hoax calls come during a period of heightened fear of mass shootings at schools and other places. In Durham, the district attorney dropped murder charges against a man accused of fatally shooting another man after Durham police learned he wasn't a suspect in the crime after all. Instead, police have arrested one of their own employees and charged him with the murder. Durham police said the 27-year-old man they arrested is a non-sworn employee of the Durham Police Department. He is accused of killing a man in late November on Gary Street. The man who was initially charged was released from jail within 24 hours of his arrest. In sports, Duke football coach Mike Elko has been voted the ACC's Coach of the Year in his first season with the university. He has helped reverse the football program's losing streak, leading Duke to more ACC wins this season than the Blue Devils managed over the past 3 seasons combined. Duke is heading to its first bowl game since 2018. Elko replaced David Cutcliffe as Duke's head coach this fall following 2 losing seasons. And finally, when the highly anticipated series George and Tammy debuts Sunday, viewers in North Carolina may recognize familiar settings and faces. The series chronicles the relationship and careers of country music stars George Jones and Tammy Wynette. The series was filmed in Wilmington beginning last December and features local band Chatham County Line. The series premieres on Showtime Sunday night. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.